AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Pakistan's army chief is set to meet Iranian officials in Tehran to push new U.S.-Iran talks. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has more.
Pakistan is trying to ease tensions between the U.S. and Iran as its army chief heads to Tehran to arrange U.S.-Iran negotiations. The Tehran meetings with Pakistan start on Thursday as the U.S. continues a naval blockade of Iranian ports, with new sanctions planned in what the U.S. have called the financial equivalent of a bombing campaign. Meanwhile, China's foreign minister has told Iran that reopening the strategic Strait of Hormuz, a key oil shipping route, is an international demand. The talks between the U.S. and Iran may resume in Islamabad, though no decision had been made on whether to resume negotiations. I'm Karen Shamas.
More than three dozen Democrats supported an effort by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders yesterday to block arms sales to Israel. The two resolutions to block U.S. sales of bulldozers and bombs to Israel were opposed by all Republicans and rejected 40-59 and 36-63. Sanders has repeatedly forced votes on the issue to put pressure on his colleagues, both Democrats and Republicans, to oppose Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's regime. Asian stocks mostly gained while oil prices rose today, as investors closely watch prospects of a ceasefire extension in the Iran war. An American YouTuber who sparked national outrage in South Korea for provocative stunts, including dancing on a statue honoring victims of wartime sexual slavery, has been sentenced to 6 months in prison. The Seoul Western District Court found Ramzi Khalid Ismail, a self-proclaimed internet troll known online as Johnny Somali, guilty of multiple charges. This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on a pop superstar's new album coming out decades after the original.
In the words of Madonna's 2005 hit song, Hung Up, the pop superstar announced she'll release a new album, Confessions on a Dance Floor, Part 2. That's 21 years after the original. The album is a sequel to her 2005 release, Confessions on a Dance Floor. It's also her first full-length album since 2019's Madam X. The original Confessions has been widely regarded as a return to the top of her powers, dance pop disco for a new era of clubgoers. It was certified platinum in 2005 and won a Grammy for Best Electronic Dance Album in 2006. The album releases on July 3rd. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.